mighty good leader. Away. Well, let him lead you. Let him lead you. Let him lead you.
Let Jesus lead you in a eternal device for we in the living, the Norfolk Singers of Chicago, from about 1951, a wonderful acetate-only record, the Norfolk Singers of Chicago. And right before that, we heard Elder Lanier and the Zion Travelers, Yes I Know, on the Pit record label from about 1967. And if you're amazed and flabbergasted in a wonderful way by those two records, that's because they have come courtesy of Mr. Jason Rosenberg of Chicago, Illinois, joining us this evening on Sinner's Crossroads for the next 2 weeks, this evening and next week, with just some unbelievable, great, rare gospel records. And he has tippy-toed down to the field studios of the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast here on WFMU via the wonders of computers and the Skype broadcast. And joining us this evening, and a really special treat for Sinner's Crossroads and for me, I should say, and all our listeners, and some amazing music. And I want to welcome you here, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? That's some long tippy toes, man.
So you can tell us something about the Norfolk Singers there?
Yeah, that's an acetate I got from a private collector. You and I both know him, but we won't mention his name.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, he's a gospel historian, and I was grateful to be able to get it and be able to share it with the general public.
Is this the same Norfolk Singers that I forget the label off the top of my head, but... the Norfolk Singers of Chicago, is it the same group that recorded in the 50s? Do you know?
I don't know. There was a Norfolk Brothers, and then there was a Norfolk Brothers.
That's what I'm thinking of, is the Norfolk Brothers. Once again, you're tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. We're joined by Jason Rosenberg this evening with some magnificent records that he has kindly brought along to play for us. Jason will be here not only for the rest of the hour, but also for next week. Please join us for that. And we also want to mention real quickly that this is the silent fundraiser time for WFMU this October. Go to WFMU.org and check that out. And that's all we'll say. But Jason, you've got, let's go right into some more music. I think we've got the Harmonizing Four queued up here. Is there anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, it's called Beams of Heaven. It's on the Quartet label. When I saw it come up online, I looked, scampered through my discography and did not see it there on that label or that title, if I recall correctly. And so I said, wow, this is something unusual. And you find anything that unusual by Harmonizing Four, that unknown, I should say, or undocumented, whatever, then you got to go for it. Got to go for it, and especially if you have a burden to share it with people and not just put it on a shelf.
Oh yeah,
which is my burden. So it was the disappointing thing about this one was the individual who sent it to me, the dealer, the seller, did not pack it properly, and even though it was cheap of price, you know, it came with some cracking in it. So Lord has helped us, given a little bit of wisdom down through the years, how to restore such a thing to the best of our ability. So give God the glory that what you're about to hear is a restored, cracked, only known copy of on the quartet label of the Harmonizing Four. I'm going to say about 1946, maybe, something
wow.
like that.
Wow, just amazing. Amazing to have it. The Harmonizing Four. The voice you were just listening to, Jason Rosenberg. Stay tuned for some magnificent gospel we have for you. And we have the Harmonizing Four right here, Beams of Heaven. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Beams of heaven, never go. Well, through this wind, darkness below. Let me drain. Whoa, Lord.
gonna get to heaven. Got to humble down. If you wanna get to heaven, I know you got to humble down. Well, if you wanna get to heaven, got to humble down.
See me when I'll get home. My safest I'll ever see when I, oh Lord, I will never more share. You know the joy and the saints will be singing when I, well, when I, oh Lord, how happy I will ever be. See me when I'll get home. My Savior's face I'll ever see when I, oh Lord, I will never more share. You know the joy will be ringing and the saints will be singing when I
beyond that shiny river. when I get home.
If this world from you withhold all of the silver and its gold, and you cannot good for a body, cannot get along with me, good fair. Oh, Lordy, listen, children, just remember.
If you were saying that sounds like the original Fidelitones, there's no way. We wouldn't believe you, because there's no way you could have heard that record before, right there, the original Fidelitones. Singing for us here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, and we're joined this evening by Jason Rosenberg. Every single record played this evening, courtesy of Jason Rosenberg and his wonderful RareGospel.com Enterprises endeavor. Jason, tell us what we were just listening to.
Well, that's the original Fidelitones on the San Francisco label, probably about 1959 or so. The Anika label, A-N-I-K-A label. And that one was, what can I tell you? Like I said, it's like about two songs in one, you know?
Wow. Yeah, when I saw Fidel on there, I thought it was like, oh, it's a communist gospel record, you know?
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. That's Anika number 10005, the original Fidelitones. Very nice copy of that one for your listening pleasure.
Wonderful. And before that we heard...
You're going to have to help me there.
I think it was the True Hearts.
Oh, True Hearts, yeah. When I Get Home. That's a 45 RPM, 7-inch acetate.
So the gospel groups, I guess like other groups, when acetates were recorded, what was the purpose? Because it's a one-off record, usually one copy or very few copies made. What was the purpose?
Well, you're asking the right guy. Before I got saved, before I became a Christian, I was in the reggae music field, had my own record label, and we used acetates. So what it was is if you had the original master tape, you take it to that same studio or whoever had acetate service, and you give them the master tape, and they run that through onto the acetate machine and cut you as many acetates, or the usually 10-inch record that is good for, you know, a few plays. Some of them good for quite a few plays, but not really intended to. It's like on a metal disc that's covered with acetone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And chemical, and it hardens, and that needle will cut into that acetate surface and make you like a temporary or a disc, a vanity type of disc that you could give to radio stations or give to somebody. When I was in the reggae field, you gave it, to a radio station or to a sound system DJ to play as an exclusive,
Yeah.
And it has not been pressed yet. It hasn't been test pressed yet. It's a metal acetate, the bare deal, as it were.
And it's amazing we pretty much know that this record was never pressed.
Don't know who the True Hearts were, and mm-hmm. There's nothing but a little handwritten scribble of the titles and on each side, the titles and the name of the group. It says True Hearts. Who knows if that was even the true name of the group?
Yeah.
That's what somebody put on there, so.
Wow.
Yeah. There's so much lost history in that thought.
Wow.
With black gospel and these acetates and test pressings and things of that nature. But we can be thankful that we're able to listen to what we find,
And then we heard the Brown Brothers, an amazing record there.
Yeah, the Brown Brothers. That's actually a released record, though it is. I don't know if it was documented or not, but extremely rare record on the Derek label. Derek Records was out of Columbia, South Carolina. That record's about 1956, 57. I could trace that if you wanted to down to the exact year, because the Southern Plastics pressing number is on it, and those things are pretty accurate. The Brown Brothers, and that was Humble Down, 78 RPM record.
Yeah.
Oldie.
Wow, and then we heard from the Beltone Singers.
Beltone Singers was, that was from a New York doo-wop label. Didn't do much gospel. I'm familiar with maybe two titles. 145 I've seen by a female solo artist, and this one, the Beltone Singers on the Extra, that's X-TRA label, which was a collector's label, now a doo-wop label, what have you, out of New York, I believe. And Beltone Singers, undocumented beauty right there.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the faint of heart, as you say.
Oh. And we started the set with the Harmonizing Four record we were talking about.
Yeah, the Harmonizing Four on the Quartet label, Quartet 105, the B-side, Beams of Heaven. It's the only known copy I know of.
Wow.
It's not. I couldn't find it documented anywhere. It probably is now.
That's one of the endeavors that you do that I really like is you and I refer to Haze and Loft and Gospel Discography. Next to the Bible, it's our Bible. Can I say that? And, to contribute the historical information and do the research and track down these groups, it's a great... it's a great service and endeavor, and then the music's unbelievable.
Absolutely, Kevin. If I could say this about Bob Lawton, he's very the Hayes Lawton discography. He's very active and he's constantly on eBay. If I post something to sell, and it's not been previously documented, he'll take the information down. He'll email me, maybe to ask about things. And we're continuously going back and forth. He's a great guy over in England that puts together that the updated versions of the Black Gospel discography that a lot of us use. And he's constantly updating, man. It's like his life. And he really loves the music and loves what he's doing. And he's a friend, so it makes it – I wish I could do more because I got loads of stuff I haven't even given him the information on.
Yeah, and
I just don't have the time to constantly be sending him that. But we try to do what we can,
If you're in the Chicago area and interested in a gospel internship, contact Jason Rosenberg. Yeah, and you're tuned to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. The other gentleman is Jason Rosenberg, who joins us from time to time here on Sinner's Crossroads. It should be more, but we're making up for it this weekend. Next week, Jason will be joining us.
Go longer if you want.
Yeah, hey, we'll be co-hosts. And we can be reached, if you're listening, we can be reached by email. That is center@wfmu.org. Or you can go to wfmu.org and check out the ACCU playlist comments board. We're posting the playlist and songs you were listening to, links to Jason's website. Also, just to remind you, this month, October, is WFMU Silent Fundraiser for October. Go to WFMU.org. If you like Sinner's Crossroads, and read up on what's going on there. And if you think that last set of gospel music was really amazing, hold on for the next one. We've got the Golden Echoes queued up here.
Oh, man, Golden Echoes. You know, that is a personal favorite. When I started doing the CDs for RareGospel.com a while ago, I came across a Zenith record, a little label that was pressed by Wright Press out of Ohio. I think it's at a Cleveland Zenith record label. They only put out maybe 3-4 records, and one of them was maybe a white artist that wasn't gospel. But they did put out 2 45s by the Golden Echoes, black gospel group, on the Zenith record, probably around, both of them around 1960, 1959, somewhere around there. And you've played the first one that I had. I think you've played that in the past. I found another one within the last year or so. And the title of this side is My Trouble is Hard. And this group was something else.
My trouble is hard. My trouble is hard.
Thank you. be worried about the war, Vietnam. My Bible plainly tells me that these times sure would come, but all these folks in the time, you know the Bible must be fulfilled. So for God, the faith in me, for God, the faith in me,
for a doctor, I need him for a friend. When I needle a friend. I wonder, do you know him? I wonder, do you know him? I wonder, do you know him? Thank the Lord, all right. Thank the Lord, all right. Thank the Lord. Let me see you wave your hand. I'm just glad I know it. I'm just glad I know it. Glad that I know it. Glad that I know it. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. Yeah, Lord. I'm so good. Oh, yeah. Make me feel so good.
Give me dark and never night.
Get all in your walk.
All in your walk.
Get all in your talk.
All in your talk.
Get all in your heart.
Oh,
get all in your heart.
Oh,
get all in your heart.
Oh,
get all in your heart. The Lord's been good to me. The Lord's been good to me.
Oh, yes, sir.
The Lord's been good to me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, he's been good to you.
Yeah.
I've been running in my feet.
Oh, yeah.
I was clapping in my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been shouting in my heart. Make me wanna move.
Stay with me, Jesus. Hey, he's asking, has the Lord been good to you, Jason?
You've asked quite a loaded question there. Best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I was a liar, cursed, messing around with different women, what have you. But when God saved me about June 30th, 1986, I've never had to go back to those things. I lost desire for the sinful pleasures of the world and just those things that glorify God and are good for the soul. That's what I desire to partake with. And God delivered me, all willful, known sin in my life. He's kept me, not just saved me from, kept me free from for over 26 years now. I've never had to go back to any of the things I just mentioned or anything else that I was once bound by or were in my habits, as it were, that were not of God. So I've made many mistakes in life, but to know something is sin, to know that it's willful sin, and the enemy of my soul has not had to make me do that ever again. He's tried many a time, but it's no sin to be tempted. It's sin to yield to temptation. I haven't had to do that in over 26 years to any known sin in my life. I give God the glory for that. I appreciate you asking that question.
Well, we don't need to play a preaching record because we've got Jason Rosenberg tonight with his testimony and with his gospel records. We've been blessed in so many different ways this evening, and none the least with the Soul Searchers right there, closing out that set.
Thank the Lord.
On the Zion Tone record label, taken from Jason's Wax Wonders Volume 16, RareGospel.com, Wax Wonders Volume 16. Anything you want to say about either one of those records?
No, just... excellent. Love those early 60s. Actually, the Zion Tone, that was probably put out. Let me say this first of all, to interrupt that thought. Mm-hmm. I do try to familiarize myself and with the matrix numbers and pressing numbers of old presses from the 60s and 50s and what have you, like the Wright Press out of Cincinnati.
Yes.
Queen City Press out of Cincinnati. National Record Company, recording company out of Atlanta, different ones that are pretty easy. If the record has that number on it, you can tell what year it came out.
Mm.
Even if it doesn't list the year, you can tell right. You can hit it right on the head.
Yeah,
as it were. So that Zion Tone one was extremely rare, and it was pretty much unseen or hadn't resurfaced until. Like the last year, a couple copies came up.
Wow.
The Soul Searchers especially, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, that's still going strong, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And become more famous. So you got that and that going for it. And I tried to get that matrix and line that number. I couldn't, but it seemed like it come out maybe late 60s, early 70s on the press. In discussing that record with Bob Lawton of the Gospel Discography, he felt that it seemed like he was pretty certain that the original recording was a live recording from the early 60s.
Oh.
Which would make it incredibly rare by the Soul Searchers and much coveted, and that it was pressed later on and put out later on. So,
well, a nice live recording too for that time.
If you don't agree with that, just contact Bob Lawton.
And we heard the Southern Signs right before that.
Yeah, on the Clear Hill label, 1971.
You said that like a Southerner, the Clear Hill label. All right, Jason.
We have to talk like a true Chicagoan, like, that's exactly right. That's your Chicago accent, so... Yeah, Clear Hill record, and that was pressed by Queen City out of Cincinnati, and looking at the number, I can see it's from 1971. Very up-tempo number, extremely rare. I think I've seen one copy of that in my life, so...
Wow.
Love the sound of that one.
Oh, yeah. The Kingdom Stars?
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Stars. I believe they were out of Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, locally. Here in Chicago on the Parliament record. Parliament put out a few black gospel records. It was just usually pressed by Wright Press out of Cincinnati. And that was from the late 60s. It's probably about 69, 68, somewhere around there. The Parliament record label, the Kingdom Stars. And usually their lead singer was a guy named Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. And he had a tremendous voice. That number, he just heats
it
up and really puts his whole heart into it.
Love it. You have a title on that one?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Walk On by Faith.
Okay. Right before the Kingdom Stars, we heard the Kings of Joy.
Kings of Joy is... I usually try to nab stuff that comes up on eBay or other sites or on the street that comes up on this Oklahoma custom private press non-commercial label. I think it was called Sweeney, like the Sweeney Custom Press or something. It's very obscure stuff. It might pop up on eBay or somewhere else every now and then. And that was the Kings of Joy of Tulsa. And the title of the song was Somebody Knows. And again, that's on the Sweeney. Sweeney, it says here, and it was custom recorded by Arthur C. Sweeney. I've got a handful of Sweeney custom presses of black gospel 45s I've picked up over the years, and they're all good, man.
Wow.
All good.
Yeah, I concur. And let's see. We started the set there with the Golden Echoes.
Golden Echoes on the Zenith label, another Wright Press out of Cincinnati. But this group and the record label, I believe, was out of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. And probably late 50s. The Golden Echoes. And My Trouble Is Hard. After listening to that record, I don't believe your trouble will be that hard.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, Jason. Yeah. You are tuned to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Gentlemen, you've been listening to this evening Jason Rosenberg with just an outstanding, beautiful collection of gospel records. A couple of weeks ago, when I told him to get some good stuff, he certainly did. You can check Jason out between this week and next week, because he's going to join us again next week at raregospel.com. And amazing blessing for 2 weeks in a row for Jason to join us here on Center's Crossroads. Any last words for this evening, Jason?
No, it was wonderful to be here and allowing us to share these items here with you. It's wonderful to be here, Kevin, sitting down here in Skokie. And I listen to your show time and again, and there's nothing else like it on the internet for me.
Right.
Yeah, no, and I would say this, that I know you usually list me as a collector, but I'd prefer to be called an enthusiast. Collectors usually keep all their records.
Right.
And I know quite a few of them, they put them up on the shelf, let them collect dust, and the people can't get hold of it.
Yeah.
I, by necessity, I have a number of children, a couple of them in college. I work as a living for a living as a mechanic. I'm also a minister, and I don't have the money, nothing close to it, to obtain these records without reselling some of them, like on eBay and other places, after I've archived them and scanned them and everything, professionally archived them. Sometimes I have to get the money back for them, you know, just to be able to get more.
Yeah, there needs to be.
Yeah, a true collector. So
yeah, that's they're neat, and I'm always searching for a more encompassing word. Over the years, it's been the people that have sought out the records with the gospel music and other forms of music that have really done the groundwork. So we have to think of a better word. We have to create a better word that describes.
Just don't call me as they say, late for supper.
All right, Jason Rosenberg joining us this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. And a wonderful time, and be sure to join us next week, another whole hour of Jason and his amazing records. And you've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, and Jason, we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
All the songs that the junior has sang, I would like to ask you one question at this time.
Have you ever
been born again?
Yeah.
For you see, I remember when I came out the water, I heard somebody tell me, "Whoa, hey, have you got your religion?
Yeah.
Have you got your religion?
Yeah.
Have you got your religion? Lord, free my soul from this old sinner world. I'm firm for the rest of my day. Wait just 1 minute.
That was Sinner's Crossroads here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and streaming online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Music to Spaz By.
It's all right to say I'll have to wait, that's all, but if I miss my train and miss a television network assignment, then it's not going to be that's all. Now I've got to know who goofed.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Doing, Dave? Dave. really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question? Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you? Stop, Dave. Will you stop, Dave?
I'm on the run, oh, me. And what's more, I never will understand how I got in this mess. Well, I was walking along, and I was acting right. I saw a man, and I asked him for a light. Well, now, he got smart and started free. Police come, gonna take me away, but also, I'm on the run. Yeah, well, I'm running hard. Yeah, doing pretty good. Turned in the alley. Yeah, and they had a game. I knelt down beside a man, but I didn't catch his name. He rolled in bones, and I caught his hand, said I lost, pulled a gun. I ran. Yeah, by the robber, I stopped to get my wind, and I had a break. I started talking to a girl, and I made a date. Off to lover's lane, and pigeon woo, and the husband comes, said, I'm after you, and I'm on the run. Yes, I'm on the run. Now, that's my house. Now, if I can just sneak in without, hey, you ain't paid your rent. But landlady, I ain't got a cent.
Well, let me tell you something. You better get out of here, and don't you come back. And get them letters out of your rack.
I'm on the run. Oh, me. Oh, climbing the hill. Out on the street, no place to hide. What am I gonna do with myself? I looked down at one letter, and I could have died. It come from the internal revenue, saying you owe us and we're after you. Oh, I'm on the run. Yeah. Well, I done me. I throw that letter just as far as I could. Shape I'm in, I couldn't do no good. Oh. Well, the other letter come from the government too. Was Uncle Sam saying, son, I need you. I'm on the run, about wiped out, done lost my coons. I'm gone.
Oh, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary.
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching that.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Eu não gosto de brasa nem saber dançar. Só entrar no cinema e lá quer namorar. Não entra no meu carro, não pense em correr. Até quer passear a lua, ele quer ver. Não sei por quê. É o garoto mais quadrado que eu já encontrei. Não posso fazer nada, não ver que eu ganhei. É o tipo de garoto que vai me amarrar. Que sorte mais danada, poxa, que azar. Não sei por quê. Não sei por quê.
Bye.